Theron says. In 3 days, you won't have that option anymore.
I know, I say. I'll be ready.
In 3 days, we will turn 17 and travel to the remake facility. Through advanced cosmetic modification, we'll be made into whomever we choose. Blonde or brunette, tall or short, full lips, broad shoulders, slender thighs, dark skin, tiny waist, whatever we wish. Though we can make our choices at any time, our last chance to choose will be just before the shuttle flight to our remake. I sigh, wishing I could decide on the one thing that has haunted me the most, male or female. Why is this particular question so hard? My finger slides across the transparent screen, logging me off the system. When the display goes blank, Theron leads me through the automatic doors and out of the computer room. We walk down a brightly lit corridor that makes me feel like I'm on display. I instinctively clutch my elbows and try to cover as many freckles as I can, even though it's just Theron with me and he doesn't care. I wish my hands were bigger, supernova big. Then maybe they could hide the evidence of another maker mistake, one that singles me out like a target. No one else in our batch of 10 males and 10 females has anything but flawless, light skin. We come to the back of the line at the next station. My bare feet are cold against the perforated metal floor. I never wear shoes when we stay inside all day, but I wish I'd at least worn socks. 9. Theron's comment reminds me I will need to choose a name as well. I'm the only one of my batch that still goes by my given maker number. Yes? I ask.
Check out the healer, he says, pointing ahead.
Several kids from our batch stand in front of us, wearing matching white tank tops and gray sweats. They're all the same height as Theron and I, so I have to step out of line to get a better look. The healer is small and blonde, female. Her eyes are a sunset, swirling shades of gold, red, and orange. I look at Theron to see him grinning, and I wonder if he thinks she's beautiful. Turning back, I see what he wants me to. She opens her mouth to speak, though I cannot hear her words. Her teeth are the color of deep ocean. I scrunch my face at Theron, and he snickers, satisfied with my reaction. But inside, my heart races so fast my chest aches. Making a bad choice on the day we are remade has permanent consequences. We cannot change back. Ever. In 3 days, I must also decide what trade I will study. After a month of recovery at the remake facility, we'll all begin our 9-month placement training in our trade. I glance back at the healer. That's what Theron has chosen to be. I shudder to think he'll be around needles all the time. The line moves quickly, and it's Theron's turn. I don't think he fears anything, needles least of all. As if to prove my point, he strides to the healer with his chin up. After a quick backwards grimace at me, he tilts his head, exposing his neck to the woman. She taps a long needle to release any air, then presses the hormone suppressant into his neck. I squeeze my eyes shut. After a lifetime of blockers, I still can't stomach seeing the long needle pushed deep into flesh, even when it's not mine. And then Theron's done. I remind myself it will be over quickly and walk to the healer. She smiles a blue smile, and I press my lips together to hide my nervous grin. I tilt my head and tense as the needle breaks through my skin. The cold liquid spreads through my neck and down to my shoulders and limbs. A familiar tingling enfolds me for a moment, and then it's gone. This is the last dose of hormone suppression I'll ever receive. If I choose to remain female, my natural hormones will surface within a month, and my body will respond accordingly. My breasts will develop, my hips will widen. If I choose to be male, testosterone pill treatment will begin, and a permanent female hormone block will be installed in my shoulder. I'll likely gain height and muscle mass, and my voice will deepen. I don't fully understand the emotional changes that will take place either way, though. I hate how much that scares me. I rub my neck as I follow Theron to the shearing station. Does he ever worry what his gender choice will mean? I lean against a wall and watch him get his hair shaved off by a wide...